Hope is in heaven. I'm not going to care so much about getting money or whatever as you are about getting your friends and your loved ones to heaven with you. Choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the passing pleasure of sin, esteeming the reproach of Christ. Did you hear what Moses did? Now think about this. Moses was set up to be one of the most powerful people in Egypt. You know the story of Moses, right? He was in a basket and the Pharaoh's daughter found him and raised him like her own son. He had the best education. He had all of the money that he needed. He had the nicest chariot. On the front of the chariot, it had a Mercedes-Benz logo. He had all of the clothes he could want. He was rich. He was wealthy because he was part of Pharaoh's house. He was part of the house of Pharaoh, the king who had everything that he wanted. And the Bible says that he left all of that. Why? would he leave all of the world's goodness? Why would he do that? Godliness. Remember the things you've been taught from the Word of God, those foundational things. Secondly, exercise toward godliness. Third, live for and hope in what is to come. That's heaven. Have that a part of your mind, your daily life, thinking about eternity. How to give godliness. Let's read verses 12 to 16 together. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the love and spirit and faith and purity. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you by the prophet. Meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to the doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you. So Paul continues his teaching toward Timothy, teaching him how to be a good pastor. And I love the pastoral epistles, that's 1st and 2nd Timothy and Titus, because really what it is it's a mature, godly, experienced pastor or leader. Paul was an apostle, teaching the younger men of these churches, Ephesus and Crete and so forth, how to be good pastors. I love them because, in case you haven't noticed, I'm a pretty young guy. Maybe I look older than I am. Maybe 40 years old. Number four, be fully committed if you want to give godliness. Verse 15, meditate on these things. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Want to be or to give godliness. If you want to share the grace and the love and the compassion of Christ, if you want to give godliness to other people so that they may become godly, then you have to be committed to the things of God. Are you